This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 10 for Thursday, August 8th. I'm Adam Polishotti. The ICE Futures canola market added onto its recovery from Wednesday but came off its highs late in trading. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil showed strong gains, while Chicago soy oil was slightly higher. Crude oil was also up amidst tensions in the Middle East. Cooler temperatures continued in the prairies, with warmer weather returning in the weekend. The November canola contract was up $2.40 per ton at $597 even. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were down, while wheat was steady to lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 485,400 tons of old crop corn were sold for export during the weekend at August 1st, greater than trade expectations. In addition, 249,100 tons of new crop corn were also sold, well below trade estimates. Strategy Grains cut its estimate for old crop maize in the European Union at 60 million tons, down from 62 million in the July estimate and down 4.5% from the previous year's harvest. The September corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.79. Sales of 325,400 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were reported for the weekend at August 1st, slightly above trade estimates. For new crop, 985,200 tons were sold, also above trade expectations. For soy meal, 102,300 tons of old crop were sold, as well as 256,500 tons of new crop. For soy oil, 10,900 tons of old crop were sold, lower than trade guesses, while there were 8,200 tons of net sales reductions for new crop. Chinese soybean imports for the month of July totaled 9.85 million tons, down 3% from 1 year ago. Workers at soybean crush plants in Argentina remain on strike, with only two ports in the entire country not hosting soy oil plants. The November soybean contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.08. 274,000 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export at the lower end of trade expectations. There were also net sales of 102,000 tons of 2025-26 U.S. wheat. Egypt's massive 3.8 million ton tender issued earlier in the week is likely to be filled by Russian and Black Sea wheat. Strategy Grains has cut its forecast for EU wheat production by 5.8 million tons at 116.5 million. France's crop is set to be 25.6 million tons, its smallest crop since 1986. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has warned the country's wheat crop may be damaged by frost in the coming days. Japan purchased 83,445 tons of wheat in its weekly tender from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.38. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.52. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Polishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.